Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boom, here we go. It's 13 past 12. We had fun with Susie. Susie's going to stick around. Dave Harrigan off.
Yeah.
He's a quitter.
He's a quitter.
So what is the statement that David Josephson, do more people call you David or Dave?
Depends on what context.
Okay. Things are good, things are happy, and it's a friend.
No, it has nothing to do with that. If you knew me before I was 18, you call me David.
Okay.
If you met me after 18, I'm Dave.
Okay.
And if you met me at this radio station, I'm DJ.
Oh!
See, it's pretty clean like that.
Yeah. So I call y'all three.
Yeah. The thing is that I became DJ when I started working with Dave Lee because there was too many Daves in the room.
Yeah.
So Jimmy called me DJ, which is fair. I started then, and you knew me here before that. So
yeah.
I think that's why you call me Dave instead of DJ.
Yeah, exactly. All right, David is here, and DJ.
Uh-huh.
Susie, what is kind of your nickname? Do you have a nickname mm-hmm. that friends call you that we can say on the radio?
Well, my dad, the nickname he gave me was Boozer.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
And when
okay.
I got sober,
just,
I said, can
just,
you stop?
Hold on a second.
That?
Hold on a
wouldn't.
Second. Your dad's nickname for
mm-hmm.
you.
Boozer.
Was Boozer.
Right.
That, David, DJ, Dave, does that sound like a friendly nickname to you?
It sounds like a poor name to call your child.
I don't know. Susie Boozy. He just called me, hey, Boozer, hey, Boozer.
Susie Boozy? Your dad
know.
Called you.
I might have been a little drunk back when I was 3 and 4. I used to finish everybody's beer at Grandma Jones's Christmas Eve party.
Probably not a good idea. I mean,
here I am, 40 years sober, so it's all fine.
Well, I'm not blaming you for that. I'm blaming the adults in the room.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we were all drunk.
Okay, so are you suggesting you were Susie Boozy when you were 3?
I was Boozer from a very young age.
No. Okay, we'll get that in a second. The nickname.
Well, it was a rhyme, Susie Boozy, but then it just turned into Boozer.
Just into Boozer. So,
that's what he called me. I mean, it was loving. It wasn't like you're drunk.
Yeah, Dave, loving?
I always felt it was loving.
It's a little odd.
It's
a little odd, I gotta say.
I mean, 25-year-old Susie comes back to see mom and dad.
Hey, Boozer.
Hey, Boozer. I mean, David, how would you feel? I don't know if I'm liking that.
I don't know. Yeah, it was always sweet. Don't crack on my nickname from my dad. Golly gee.
Okay, you, the person that gives an opinion about every single thing
All
on
right,
the planet.
All right, I'm protective of that because I love my dad a lot.
Okay, well,
dead.
Can we call you Boozer now?
If you want. I mean, Susie Boozy. No, I mean, my friends actually call me Jones.
Jones.
Yeah. My best friend Lisa calls me Jones,
mm-hmm.
who I went to see a play with last night.
Yeah.
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, it was good.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a little dark. I'm like, yeah, it's about Paris in 1900.
You know what it is? It's woke. They wear a mask. I mean, they're still afraid of COVID. I mean, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, nickname.
Okay. What did you think? I've had a chance to see it multiple times. I normally think it's fantastic. Was it great?
It was. I mean, it is so brilliant in terms of the singing.
Yes.
You know, the main singer was Isaiah Bailey, and I interviewed him in studio. He came over yesterday.
Did you pay for these tickets?
No, but it was media night, and no one else did, and everybody from the media was there except you.
Yeah. DJ, were you there?
No.
Adam? Was Adam there?
No.
Mm-mm.
Jordana?
No.
Common Man?
No. I'll tell you who
Jason DeRusha?
No, I don't think he was there.
Yeah. Who were the freeloaders who were there?
Vanita.
Okay.
Leah Beano from Channel 9.
Yep.
And
never heard of her.
Dawn from Channel 9.
Dawn Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Great person.
Aaron Hazanzadeh.
Yeah.
There were a handful.
You might have exaggerated a little bit when you said everyone from the media was there.
That's what I do. I exaggerate.
Yeah, exactly. Did you have a little pregame? Did you go to a meal before?
We went to Fago de Chao for happy hour at the bar.
Oh. I love the bar.
I love the bar.
Let's say the three of us. I think the three of us sometime, I would think this dynamic would work very well.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us go, we're going to go to my favorite place in Hopkins called Pink Ivy.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
I've never been.
It's great. Not too far from where we don't. David and I live within like 6 minutes of each other.
And I'm pretty close. To
You're pretty close
on
too.
Side,
we're kind of the western suburb.
Yeah.
And we go. And Pink Ivy's got a great bar.
Yeah.
Your default, if it's three people who know each other pretty darn well. Okay. Are we going to the bar or are we going to a table?
Three people.
Yeah, three. It's kind of a quirky number.
It is. I might say bar if they have backs, if I can sit back.
Back, Dave?
If it's a stool with no back, yeah. I don't like that as much.
I like the bar in that scenario. I find that most other people don't. Like, I would assume that who I'm with probably doesn't want to sit at the bar.
Because you're doing a lot of turning,
yes.
Depending on who's talking.
I'm with you 100%, but I'm a bar person. I'm a bar person up to four.
Okay.
Now, in this case, to borrow from the great Larry David, who's in the middle?
Right.
You got to have some. I think all three of us could be in the middle mm-hmm. in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Because the middle person, I think David has great. I'm going to call you Dave, David, mm-hmm. and DJ all throughout this.
Great. Thing.
Just inner.
The middle person has to swivel and be able to monitor and translate
exactly.
the conversation.
Exactly. You need to be the swiveler. You cannot be quiet mm-mm. and you can't raise just obsequious topics.
Right.
You know,
I sometimes enjoy standing up at a bar gathering.
Maybe. I do too.
Then I think that's the middle person that stands up and kind of allows
yes.
room in the middle for the other two to chat, and you're kind of the stander that's
yes.
a step back.
And then
back.
When the food arrives, you might sit a minute.
Probably, although it's kind of tough because if you're at the bar and you're standing, if you then move the chair back, how are the other folks walking through? Then they're going to say, hey, the boozer again with their standing and sitting, you know. I think the bar is a great place to eat.
Yeah.
It is my preference by far. I like, both you guys know this, I like the blah, 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 blah. And I want to socialize with the bartender. I kind of want to, now do you guys like to eavesdrop? Okay, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I do like to eavesdrop.
And you meet new friends.
You do meet people.
Boy, that looks good. What are you eating? And then, are you from here? No, I'm here from Chicago on business. Really? Where do you work? I mean, my gosh. I can get in the big conversations.
Oh,
with
if
strangers.
You were out with my gal could talk to a wall. I mean, honestly, we went on this trip to Hawaii. My son, la-di-da-go for us.
Love it.
Hunter and Mikhail getting married. We'd be walking, all of a sudden I'd look back, and there is Michelle. School! You know what I'm talking about? You know, and just talking to just, and again, I love to talk, but like when we're walking just through a random area, getting the beach.
She probably saw
like. Hey, what's that shirt? Tell me about that shirt. All of a sudden, I mean, I must have said 500 times, Michelle! Yeah. Now, where do you stand on that?
On chit-chatting at a bar?
Yeah, or you're randomly walking through somewhere, okay, and just.
Okay.
Accosting or just engaging conversation where it's not expected.
Yeah, I think to me that's something that I would do on a vacation or in a new place, but I'm very unlikely to do that
at
here
home.
In Minneapolis or at my normal grocery store.
That's interesting.
But I feel like I'm in a different vibe. I have a different vibe when I'm on vacation. I'm there to explore and experience.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking for people. Oh, that's an interesting person. Let's say hi.
I
think that's a pretty darn good answer.
I tend to see.
I shouldn't say that like I'm so surprised. Like, whoa,
come on.
Wow. My God, you've been on the air for 8 years. You finally gave us a good point. Thank you. I didn't mean it to sound that way. First of all, he's a lot of talk. I mean, Adam and Jordana, do you know that Adam and Jordana, they give a time restriction?
No, they don't.
They do. They do. Each day he comes in and they alternate. And sometimes it's 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Other days, it's 2 minutes and 45 seconds. But then when they're on their own, oh, they need them.
Oh.
They need them.
Oh, that's terrible. You must feel really used.
Yeah.
No, I get paid the same either way. So then I go home at noon, except for today.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, that's where I was going to start. We'll get back to that. Yes, it's basically a day off. We do have guests today. We got Rena.
Oh, nice. Good to know. Yep.
Yeah. We got...
what's her phone number, by the way?
I'll give you a home address.
Yeah,
you can just go there. Major Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Major Garrett. And then Jim Peterson, the Wolves.
Nice. When's that?
That's 207.
I don't tell me about that. I won't even be
you're
here.
You're gone. You're gone. We're going to get to that in a second. By the way, closer to the Wolves, I read that they had a team meeting last night.
Oh.
I prefer to have my team meetings when you play a bad team, because then the team meeting seems really good. They're playing the best team in the NBA by far tonight.
Oh.
Don't have your team meetings, but maybe they win tonight, and then, like in regular, you know, like in sports, we hear about it all the time. Things aren't going well.
Yeah.
What a team meeting. Like at work, do we have a lot of team, like, you know what?
We need a team meeting.
David? Show last week with Adam and Jordana wasn't as good. Team meeting. Team meeting. You know, we don't do that as much in everyday work. Thank God. It's 23 past 12 here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people don't get it on the fun we're having with the news.
Oh, no.
Yeah. If you think Susie's really mad, you don't. To quote the Dan Le Batard show, you don't get the show. She's not really mad, and we never, ever yuck it up.
During a serious story.
During a serious story, ever. We may ask serious questions.
Right.
But we're having fun. And by the way, when they're not serious stories, I think personally, this is my philosophy, I think the host should interact. We take a break, most shows, about 57:35. Most shows then come back about 08. Mm-hmm. That's 11 minutes. The typical listener to any station across America, the typical, not the most passionate ones, and those passionate ones, we thank you so much. Knowing they listen, like 10 to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if in theory you're listening to this show because you like what we do, you hate listen, whatever, because we wrestle with, and I know Brad wrestles with this, because most stations now are either a talk station or a news station. And the debate is, in 2025 radio, when you have a lot of other competitors, and CCO has a great heritage with tremendous hosts and loyal listeners, let's also acknowledge, didn't have the high-quality competitors we have now. And that is not to dismiss in any way the talents of Cannon, Boone and Erickson. I'm not trying to do that anyway. But when you go away for 11 minutes, that's a long time. And that's part of the reason why I jump in. That's part of the reason why hundreds of shows across the country do that. But it also helps. I don't do it nearly as much with other people I don't know, because I get your rhythm. You get my rhythm. We act like we're mad at each other. We're never, ever, ever mad at each other. And nobody like comes on and says, oh, there's a murder in St. Paul, and then we start yucking it up.
No.
No, we might explore it a little bit, So I get
But there are topics, so the listeners know that I know from working with you this long, kind of get your goat. You don't like to overblow weather. You can't stand it when we go to the airport and see the lines. There are stories that you tend to mock the turkey.
Yeah, that sometimes you'll lead with just to get me going.
I will.
Carter used to do that constantly.
I know a story will get you going.
Yes.
And I'll stick it in there just to go, I wonder how this is going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm so easy to get.
Right.
I'm just like someone with the flashlight. And you're just back there with Laura going, oh, I'm going to get him on this one. And it won't even be tough.
It'll be like catching fish out of a barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. One more thing for you, then we're going to get to Rena.
Okay.
So Harrigan off.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm in Friday. Are you in Friday?
I am. I'll be here Friday.
Nice. So who's with you? Because Adam's doing afternoons.
Jordana's working a full week this week. She'll be on tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah. Oh, Jordana's working tomorrow, too.
That's right.
And do you know the morning show host is tomorrow?
Yeah, Susie K. Jones.
Yep, right there. And she suggested she's coming in at 5:58.
She said the whole show is planned already.
It is.
Why don't you just tape it this afternoon and then run it tomorrow?
Well, I mean, Dark did that for like 10 years.
But I'm excited. You know, like I told Jimmy, I said, I'm going to have fun. I'm not going to wreck your show. But I have some of my favorite people are coming on. I love Wendy Blackshaw. She's going to come on and talk junior hockey.
Yeah.
I just reached out to Pete Najarian because I want to talk football because the Packers and the Lions, that's going to be an awesome game. You know, so I'm going to have fun tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, of course, if something terrible goes on, pray it doesn't.
We'll
pivot. We'll move things around. But Thanksgiving morning, people are, maybe the radio's on, maybe it's not. Maybe you're starting to cook already at 6 in the morning. Maybe you're not. But it's not going to be heavy. It's going to be joyful and full of gratitude.
How many people do we think who normally work are working today? What's our guess? What percentage? 0 to 100. Dave Harrigan is not here, so filling his role is David. What's your middle name?
Paul.
David Paul. The good, solid.
Yeah.
Middle. Is there history to this?
Paul is my dad's name.
Paul's your dad's. Perfect. Great. I love that. Okay. Robert is my middle name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quentin is Quentin Robert Hart.
Oh, nice.
Right? So a little small.
Isn't Adam's middle name Robert?
It is.
Wow.
It also is. He's actually my brother. We've been waiting.
To make the announcement.
Make the announcement today.
By the way, my dad, Paul, I have his middle name. My dad's middle name.
Robert?
Douglas.
Oh.
My dad is Paul Douglas.
Yeah. Well. And Paul Douglas isn't really Paul Douglas.
No, exactly.
That's a TV name, right? So it all works together.
I didn't know that. Does he have a way different name?
Yes, he does.
What is it?
I'm not going to really give it out right here, but if you want to find it, you probably can find it. It's Revere. I mean, it's very unique. No one would have seen it coming.
Oh, my God.
It's Paul Revere. How should I feel today, David Josephson, that you're in for 90 minutes?
Yep.
And Josh Wheeler's in for 90 minutes. Uh-huh. Should I take that as I'm
insult.
Such a handle that nobody wants to be here
You're a diva.
For the full show, or that I'm so versatile that we could just bring different people in left and right and we'd be fine?
If you could run the board, you could do it yourself. That'd be a disaster.
I offered for Adam to come and work the board for your show. I think that would have been great, but he denied me.
He does not know how to work
the board. He could figure it out. It's not that hard.
Have you talked to him? We spent some time with him, but he's,
he's a little dingy.
Yeah.
Hey, but you did ask the question, who's working?
Yeah, who's
and
working?
And I don't think there's a lot. I'd say maybe 20 or 30% because I just checked in with a few people in my life, and they're all off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week.
I just received like 6 texts from family members. But the problem is I don't think they know what I do for a living anyway. And I'm only slightly exaggerating.
Oh.
I'm 60. They still think, do you just golf? I mean, what do you really?
Professional golf.
Really? Well, no. They've seen that lately. No, no. Well, David, what do you say? What percentage?
I was going to say it's 50-50. Because I think
50-50?
I think a lot still work.
All right.
Friday, I think, is a different story. But I think today is still a work day. Now, I don't think it's a nose to the grindstone work 9-hour kind of day. But I think people are at least, in theory, doing some work today.
Susie, thank you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Can you come back at 1:35 also for a little nonsense?
I can't wait, man. I am in.
Will that animal still be around your neck?
Yes, because my shoulder hurts.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's cozy. It's warm.
Have you heard of StretchLab.com?
I need to go there, for Pete's sake.
We could help you out. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, bye. I'll see you in a little bit.
In fact, I think I'm going to talk StretchLab right
all
now.
Right.
How about, can I talk StretchLab now? You want me to talk StretchLab next segment? You tell me. I'm going to talk about it now. Susie, there's one West End near you. There's one near David. There's one near me. There's one near both the Rush's places. There's one near where Harrigan lives. Stretch Lab is all around the place. What is Stretch Lab? You go there, and you're going to find a number of flexologists. Who are the flexologists? These are folks who want to be part of Stretch Lab. Had to go through months and months and months of training and find out the specific way that they will stretch you, the resistance training, and what takes place at Stretch Lab. You're going to go there. They've got a machine at all the locations where you're going to do a couple different stretches, and they're going to locate where you're pretty good, where you might be struggling, and how they can help you out. You could be somebody like Dave here who's in good shape. You could be somebody like me who's eh. You could be somebody who's in tremendous shape or somebody who's struggling. They help everybody. I guarantee if you get that first 50-minute session, you're going to feel better, and they're going to be available on Saturday also. Sign up. Great place. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of working today, you were in this building in this exact seat.
Yes.
6 to 9, and you're back on the radio. This is like a hostile takeover.
You know, it's like boiling water, right? You just don't notice it, and then all of a sudden, it's all Reno all the time.
Yeah. How about tomorrow? Susie really wants to do the show. I bet Jordana, Dave, if you called Jordana and said, hey, Rena's in for you, she wouldn't be devastated, would
no,
she?
No, not at all.
How about tomorrow you go with 9 to 6 on the station? Be a test, because it'd be a tough day to do the show, and you have to do it solo, 9 to 6.
Okay.
But by 2 o'clock, what would you be discussing?
By 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
I don't know. Inner ear issues. I honestly, I could not even imagine having to talk for that long.
Tell me, Rena, your thoughts. Let's get to it earlier on inner ear issues. Pro or con?
Oh, I'm con.
Yeah,
I'm con inner ear issues.
I don't think anybody's pro. I heard you when I was going to a doctor's appointment. I'm dealing with the sleep issue once again. You were having Kat Perkins. I heard Kat Perkins. Is this a weekend you think where a lot of people go out and check out music and check out fun? What's your gut tell you on that?
I think it depends on your age. I remember when, you know, friends would come home for Thanksgiving and you'd go out and you'd meet and you haven't seen them for, you know, months because they were away at college or they don't live here and they're in town to visit family. But now, no, you know me. I'd rather poke my own eyes out than go out somewhere.
Would that be in the 3 o'clock hour? When in the solo Rena show tomorrow? When would that be? When would you poke yourself in at least one eye?
Oh, gosh. By 10 a.m., for sure. Like, you're giving me way too much. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, please.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make it that long.
I wouldn't make
it that long at all.
There's an outside chance I'm going out tonight. I used to love the getting together the night before. I had tons. More often than with the high school crew. Now, I'm the rarity. I live in Minnesota. Have lived here 90-some percent of my life, I guess. I don't normally interact with a single high school friend. And when I see them, it's great. I see a bunch of folks at the fair, and I love it. But I know so many people who still, in their close friendship circle, and they're anywhere from 40 to 80, and their high school friends are still their pals. You, of course, as we all know, are from Pittsburgh.
Right.
And grew up with your Terry Bradshaw jersey on. Do you have friends here?
Wearing it.
And you kind of shake your head at how close they still are with their high school friends.
You know what? I'm actually friends with some of my husband's high school friends. That's how ingrained it is here in Minnesota. It's a very Minnesota thing, I think. And being a transplant, you know, maybe you recognize it more. And
yeah.
Maybe if I lived somewhere else, I would think the same thing. But I've lived in Minnesota for darn near, you know, half my life at this point. So
it's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that it feels very Minnesota to me, but I've also only lived a couple of places.
David, what do you think? Is this more Minnesotan, or is this one of those where we think it's Minnesotan? The number of people, even if it's 20, 30, 40 years or more after high school, and they're still tight with a number of high school friends. I'm not blaming them, by the way. I'm not casting any aspersions. I'm just saying it is omnipresent for me in this town.
I think it's Midwest, not Minnesotan. But I think it is like a Midwest thing where we typically are staying home more often, smaller communities, and you know the people and do your whole life with those people.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Are you also working TV today?
No, I'm off from TV.
Quit.
So I'm officially on vacation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, we did ask some people if they're working today. I work from home most of the time. These are texters. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Today I'm working, but no one in the company, including the CEOs, expects anything to get done. That's interesting. I mean, that's a good day to work then, if everybody's acknowledging that you really don't have to get anything done. Working today, end of the month, and also end of the year approaching, so need to finish progress. I'm a tow operator. Got to love the first snowstorm of the season. Yeah, this is ideal. Yes, I'm working. I'm in outside sales. And if I want Friday off after Thanksgiving, we have to take a vacation day, which I'm doing. None of my customers work Friday anyway. That's a very good point. Mechanical HVAC, keeping folks warm before Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you. There are just certain jobs you want those folks to be available.
Absolutely.
Paralegal at law firm, working today, and it's a busy day. See, I would have guessed, Rena, that the law firms, it would not be a busy day.
Well, maybe they're trying to get stuff done ahead of the holiday, you know, so just to, like, push things through so they're not so far behind, you know, when things start up next week. But, you know, here's my thing about the day after Thanksgiving and
yep.
People not recognizing it as a holiday. I mean, I have to use my PTO to take Thanksgiving off. Like, I don't automatically get Thanksgiving off. We work in a business that's 24/7, 365.
Right.
So
it's
I have
different.
To use a vacation day to take Thanksgiving and the day off after. So I don't have any issue with that, if as long as you're given the amount of time. Like,
okay.
I get generous PTO.
I heard like 150 days. Is that right?
165. That's close.
Yeah. Well, that is like, you know, this job, trust me, the first 20 years or so, I worked tons of holidays. Now that I've worked in this business for 875 years, I get a little more latitude. And with the Wolves, there was no going to the Wolves and saying, you know, oh, it's my kid's birthday, I'm not going. No. I mean, I think we all have jobs that are kind of unique that way. Let's do this. More text. I want to tell me if you're working today. And then I want us to discuss what happened where Dave's kids go to school and my school district, the school district that I attended, because they're way too soft today. Way, Way too soft. We're back with that. Back with Rena in moments on CCO. Okay, now, Harrigan came up with the bumper music theme. Did he tell you, by any chance, what is the bumper music theme? Is it in your voluminous notes somehow?
He did, and I'm not playing it.
Oh, you.
I mean, I mistakenly did not. I'll go find it now. I'm just playing random stuff.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Rena?
Yikes. I mean, like, what a disrespectful slap in the face.
Why'd you run him over in a car? I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
Why do you hate him?
Yeah.
What did he ever do to you?
Yeah. Have you ever had a conflict? Have you ever, at one point, David Josephson, had any sort of run-in, so to speak, with Dave Harrigan?
Oh, no.
No.
Nope.
No. Do you have a Donnybrook radio story to tell?
I mean, not really. I've gotten very frustrated. I've thrown a set of headphones in this room before.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, maybe twice or something like that. But
is it ones you can share or not share? Because we love to gossip.
Yeah, I know.
Show.
It's not like a specific thing I can remember. It's just days when things don't go well, and you work so hard for something, and then it doesn't work.
Could it be that our equipment is from the 1930s?
Well, it could be part of that. Or some of it's, I'm sure some of it's working with people, but it's not like it's a person that
it's
hate.
It's Adam, right?
Hate
Come
person.
On, it's Adam. Just, let's just say it's Adam.
Don't work out sometimes.
We want it to be Adam. By the way, your Lindis Construction time check is 12:54. Time to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Installation labor, by the way, is 50% off through the end of the month. Okay, David, go ahead and tell Rena Sarginopoulos. She's, if you don't know, she's on WCCO TV. Tell her what happened yesterday involving your two adorable children.
We got the numerous texts and emails yesterday at about 3:30, I think it was, stating that Robbinsdale School District will be going to an e-learning day today, the 26th, because of inclement weather that was going to cause safety issues throughout the district.
I mean, will tell you.
Yeah.
I already called Robbinsdale out for this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Knock it off. Are you kidding me? Let these kids have a snow day the day before Thanksgiving. Let the parents have a break. Like, stop it. That would have infuriated me.
You're stuck with these little urchins Thursday, Friday already. Wednesday is your day to have a little bit of fun, to button up what you need to get done. Not having the kids around saying, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? No, come on. This is my school district. Edward D. Neal, Sandberg, Armstrong. Come on. What's happened to my school district? I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of reasons, but, you know, that's one of them.
Wow, that was uncalled for. I mean, I have feelings. Do we know? Text me right here, 651-461-9226. If any other school districts in the metro area, I get it. You know, the northern part of the state, they legitimately had 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Right.
They're hardier than us, by the way. They're tougher than us. Yes or no, do you think of the greater Minnesota folks as a little tougher than us metro wimps? Rena, did you give up on the segment? Or?
No, I'm sorry that you were talking to the texters.
Oh.
No, I do think that the further north you live, obviously, the more used to the cold and the snow. And, you know, Duluth gets a deluge every year of snow because the lake effect, like, they're used to it. They're better at this than we are. But, I mean, so you think the kids should have just gone to school?
Hell, yes.
I think if you're going to call it, just call it. Don't make them do this online BS.
Well, okay, now,
that's what I think.
Okay, now, I heard Dave explain this to you during the Adam and Jordana show. This is another scam. Go ahead, explain it for the audience.
The school needs to get a certain amount of days that count as school days, so they tell us it's an e-learning day. And, for example, my kindergartner, the teacher said, if you email me acknowledging you got this email or submit any of the simple tasks in the next week, we will count this as you attended school today. And that's what they need to do, I guess, for funding purposes, to check the box that we did this many days of school. But it's almost nothing.
Oh, my God.
In other words, what the Dave's kids have to email back and say, hello.
Yes.
And then it counts.
I am alive.
Exactly. Final text is for you. Rena, you're beautiful.
What a nice text that was, right?
Oh, my mom, she's listening. That's
so nice. She is, but she had a lot of other things to say, and I can't repeat those.
I believe.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. We got to go.
You too, friends.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.